So we are up to Yirmiyahu Perek Yotet. Kamar Adonai Haloch Vikanita Vagbuk Yotzer Chares Mizikneha Mizikneha Konim. Right. So now we're getting more of the wonderful symbolic things that we get in Yirmiyahu. So God says, I want you to buy an earthenware bottle. Okay? And then go to the Zkenim, go to the elders. Right, this is obviously what you always want to do, right? Just go with a right, because remember, he was already at the potter, right? Right. The last time he was at the potter, that was for God saying, yeah, you knew your clay that if I want, I can smash into a trillion pieces. Or I could do whatever or throw into the fire, whatever I want to do. So once we're already there, now I want you to buy something from him. You know, it's like, let's assume it's the same guy, right? It's like, you know, you can't use the facilities unless you buy something in the store, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're going here for symbolism, I don't even know. Exactly.
Ain't two potters were just like McDonald's.
Exactly. I have no idea. Anyways, fine. V'yatzat el geifin hino masher petach shara charsit v'karat hashem dvarim masher dvar elacha. So then I want you to go to the valley geifin hino, which of course becomes the...
No.
Yes, exactly. Meaning becomes the, especially midrashically, the opening to hell. Hence, Gehenna being hell. So I want you to go there. But it's just a... If you actually know, it's just a valley next to Yerushalayim called geifin hino. Now, why is it called this? Because as we saw in Perek Zion, that's where people burn their children.
To the Lord.
Yep. That no, no, but.
I thought it was to the Lord. I thought it was sacrifice.
Is that but not to God?
Oh, right, right.
Gods.
There,
whatever. Yeah. V'amarta. Shemut v'aradonai melchei Yehuda v'yoshvei Yerushalayim. Kol maradonai tzvado le'Yisrael inimi v'yirah l'makom azeh shel kol shemat titzal na'aznav. And I want you to announce that I am going to bring terrible things to this place such that anyone who hears it, his ears will ring. Why? Yep, that's right. Ya'an asher azavuni v'anekrut ha'makom azeh v'yakatru v'ol elohim acherim asher lo yudom heim avavotehem u'malchei yudam u'malor ha'makom azeh dam nikim. Because in this place they sacrificed to foreign gods and filled this place with blood. So you know, that doesn't make God happy because God doesn't like Avodah Zarah. He doesn't like human sacrifice. And he really doesn't like human sacrifice to Avodah Zarah. You know, murder Avodah Zarah mixed all together. Not happy. And they built the Bamot to the Baal to burn their children in fire. They brought Olot to the Baal, which I didn't command. And I didn't speak, and I didn't even, it didn't even enter my mind.
God doesn't have a mind.
What?
God doesn't have a mind.
Fine. I didn't enter my non-anthropomorphized.
My cognizing.
Okay. Are you happy now?
Yes, thank you. It didn't enter the cognizing.
There is nothing as if it's not entered.
There's
a
lack of cognizance for
it, though.
No.
Yeah. Now, the Gemara, by the way, the Gemara in Tanit, if you remember from when you did Tanit, which I'm sure you all have at some point, says, Asher lo tziviti zebno shel mesha melech Moav. Right, it identifies particular cases of human sacrifice that God didn't want. Lo tziviti is mesha melech Moav offering his son. V'lo dibarti, I didn't say, ze yiftach. V'lo altali bi is Yitzchak. And why is lo altali bi Yitzchak? Because I did say it. I didn't mean it. Right? Right, which is just funny because the simple shot here is it's like in ascending order of like how far-fetched this was. I didn't command it, right? Not only did I command
it's
I didn't say it.
It's closer to good.
Right, exactly, right? Right, because I'll read the opposite, which was lo alta libi, or things that I admittedly did say that you should sacrifice it, but I didn't mean it. Yeah, it's also very strange to read Yiftach into this story, which, of course, by the way, right, it points in the direction that that Chazal think that he actually sacrificed her. Now, the Malbim quotes this, and he says, "Aseder wala alev achkach dibur achkach tzivui." Right, that it goes right. It really should go heart, speech, command. So dibur gam al reshut vatzivui chova, because dibur can include reshut, tzivui is command. So when it's negative, he switched it. Avach aseder ributa. Chazal amru, what I just said. Lo tzivit al meishem ochmav. Lo tzivit al yiftach. I'll tell you bizir. Kiri yitzach ro. So lomar shakiri yitzach haita tchila. But the point is that all these different scenarios, I never, ever, 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 ever actually want human sacrifice. Lachain. So I'm going to give this place a new name. I feel like we did this. We didn't.
No, we didn't do this.
We didn't. It's just I'm also learning here with my kids again. So
they probably have better questions than we did.
What?
So they probably better questions than we did.
Don't worry, they're making questions for all of you for Purim.
Oh, okay. Oh God, no.
Yeah, that's right.
On Purim, like on McGill's sister.
Something like that. Yeah.
Guys, we got to study. We got to study.
Yeah.
Are they going to ask them?
I have no idea. They're just writing them. I don't know what they're planning on doing. That. Okay. So he says.
All of your children are the wise children.
Thank you. Well, now Ezra has like taken to like really wants to finish Esther. He's pausing Yoshua. So he says the days are coming. It won't be called Od HaTofet. What's Tofet? Which the place. It'll be called the Valley of Slaughter. And I will void the council. What a nice translation. Of Yudah and Yerushalayim, and I will cause them to die by the sword, those who are trying to kill them. And their dead bodies I will feed to the birds and the animals. Always fun. And I will make this city, I will destroy it, such that everyone who passes by will be shocked, and they will whistle. Right? You wanted to sacrifice your kids? Fine. Now you will eat your children's flesh. And you will eat each other's flesh too, because you will be locked in under siege, and you'll be starving to death. So, you know. Now, why the bottle? Remember that we got here with the bottle. Then you will break the bottle. I will shatter it. You know how clay in halacha can never be remade, right? Because practically it can, and that is all those halacha complications. He's like, yeah, I'm going to shatter you and break you in ways that you can never be fixed.
Reminds me of the cloak in 12 parts, except a whole lot more.
What?
It reminds me of the cloak in 12 parts, except a whole lot more.
Yeah. And he says, there you go. That's right. That's what I'm going to do to this. In the houses, they will all be defiled, like this place, Tophet, and all their roofs, where they used to sacrifice to idols, all of it. It's gonna, I'll make a tummy. You know why? Because there'll be dead bodies everywhere. So he did this, and he said it. I'm bringing all these terrible things because you didn't listen.
In your Dalet, where's Tophet?
It's this place, but it's Tame, because it's where they had dead bodies. Yeah, so Tophet is this. It's just the. What? It's Yerushalayim somewhere. But...
This is a Yamobachatzer.
Yeah. Okay, so let's try to do one more perek. So perek chav. Vayishma pashkor ben imerak oin vukakinu nagid beit adonai Yirmiyahu nibad ad vermeila. Now, because you know you need to get a little bit of a sense of Yirmiyahu. Remember, we said Yirmiyahu is one of those Nevi'im that people really push back at him. So guess what? Pashkor, who's in charge in the Beit HaMikdash, says, So first he slaps him, and then he puts him in the stocks. He's like, no, this is not happening. Right, which shows you, by the way, this righteous indignation. Right?
They're really adamantly refusing to believe anything he says.
Right, now the Radak says, this is either prison or stocks. Okay, it's one of the two. Yeah. Yes, it's to make a statement.
There's another word.
Right, that's exactly the point. Vayihi acharad vayotzei paskor Yirmiyahu min ha-mapachet. V'yomer elav Yirmiyahu lo paskor kara Adonai Shemcha ki im bagor misafiv. And Yirmiyahu says to him, your name is no longer Pashkor. Your name is now Magor Misaviv, which is there is fear all around. Right. Rashi says, yeah, your name is Pashkor, like Ilan Shenivshach. It's like a rotting tree. Right. You are Pashkor, Pashach Shachor, you're like black rot or something like that. Or that there's fear around.
That was his name originally.
Yeah, and he's saying, yeah.
Whoa.
Right.
Wait, stocks only restrained the feet. Every time we see
the hand and head.
That's the pillory. I knew the word pillory. Well, when we see stocks, we're actually referring to the pillory. No, that's a pillory. Stocks was just the feet.
Okay. Right, now, Malbim says Pashkor might be like Chirut. And he's saying, you shall not be free anymore. You shall be surrounded by fear. And he says, I will give you to terror. Right? You are going to be, I'm going to be giving you over to terror. Right? Meaning, look, he was, right, you're trying to punish me to stop me from saying terrible things. Well, I'm giving you more bad news. See how you like that. And you're going to fall to the sword. Venatadi kol choson yerazot v'kol yigev v'kol yikara v'kol otzrot malchei Yehuda ten v'yaravim v'zim lakum v'avim bavel. And just in case you weren't clear about what I'm giving to Bavel, it's everything. All the wealth is of this, all the wealth of the city, and all the wealth of the kings. Everything, right? So in case you know you're acting on behalf of the king, which he, according to some of the version he was. Okay, then I have a message for you. And you, by the way, you and your whole family are going to be captured alive by Bavel, taken to Bavel, and then you'll die. You and everybody that you prophesied for falsely, right? You think that you can hide it behind these false prophecies. No. Because of your false prophecies, because of the false hope, I assure you that anyone that you are prophesying for falsely, well, yeah. And now Yirmiyahu does his favorite thing, which is he turns to God and says, what are you doing to me? You told me to be a nothing, and this is the thanks I get. And now listen to the language. Pititani Adonai va'epat. Chazaktani vatuchal. Hayiti luscho kol hayom kulo lo egli. You, what is pititani? Yeah, that is not strong enough.
You persuaded me. Hashem,
that is not strong enough. Seduced, right? Like mefate, right? You seduced me, and I was seduced. Right? You seduced me into being a Navi. Right? You tricked me. You made it sound so nice. Right? Just so nice. And Radak says, well, he really did. Remember, Yirmiyahu said, I'm a child. I don't know to speak. And God said, don't worry, I'll be with you. He's like, that's called being with me? On what planet is this with me? I just said what you wanted and they put me in jail/stocks? Right, really? Instead, they jail me and they put me and they make fun of me. Kimidea dabar ezak chamas vashod ekraki ayadvar nali lecherpalo kelis kol yom. And whenever I cry out violence and destruction, because that's what God said to me, they make fun of me all day. Meaning the direct cause of giving nevuah is that they make fun of me. That is the direct cause. That's at least how like Targum Yonatan says it. Right now, the Barmanel is two. He says, the Mefarshim say, that whenever I give Musar, I yell, and I say terrible things to them. And he says, whenever I speak, I have to endure terrible things, right? So is it that I scream about the terrible things that are going to happen, or I scream and therefore have to endure Right, or some level of both, right? As I say, terrible things happen to them, but instead terrible things happen to me. Va'amarti, lowest kind of a law, the vishma vayavili keish, but after about some time, and chal kevalo chal, one of my favorite psokim in Yirmiyahu. And he says, so I try to not say it. I just say, fine, I will stop prophesying. I can't handle this anymore. Except I can't, because prophecy is like fire in my bones. I can't not speak. If I speak, I'm damned if I do, I'm damned if I don't, right? I can't help it, right? You've made me feel like the prophecy is burning inside of me. I need to speak or I will be consumed, you know? And that's why I keep talking, even though it's really bad for me. It's like I'm addicted to, right, to prophecy. Kishamati dibad right rabim magor misave vegidu vinagidenu kolano shlomi shomreit zali ulayif uteven ochalo v'nekhanik matenu menu. Because I hear people terrifying me on all sides saying, denounce him. Right? Remember, this is part of the problem, is that people are actively trying to undermine his message. Right? So you can watch him fall, persuade him, and we will beat him, we'll take revenge on him. Right? Meaning, Rashi says, hagidu is, do whatever you need to do, right? Testify falsely against him, right? Do whatever you need to do. Just shut him up, right? Imprison him on some spurious charges. It doesn't matter. Just whatever you do, right? Testify falsely about him. Imprison him, right? Hurt him. Va'adonai otiki gibor etzalken rafai yikashlu v'lo yuchalu boshu ma'ot kilo eskilu klimat olam d'lo tishkeach. And of course, Yirmiyahu takes like five psukim from going to screaming at God to saying, but they can't do anything because God is my mighty one. And therefore, those who try to hurt me will stumble. They won't prevail. They'll be disappointed because they haven't dealt wisely, even with an everlasting dishonor, which shall never be forgotten. Right? It's actually amazing to watch. Right? He like gets angry for like five psukim. He's like, but it'll all be okay. And no one will be able to beat me because of God. Right? He has a very complicated relationship with God. Right, but now he asserts his conviction that God knows the truth. But God knows what's on the inside. So let me see your vengeance. Please, I would like to see you take revenge on these terrible people. Because I'm so... Right. And now he goes to song. After all that, he like it's a total 180. Shira Ladonai Alu Adonai Kitzel Nevesh Evyon Yadrashim. Praise God, praise the Lord, because he saves the poor. Arur Hayom Asher. But then you thought he was happy? No. Next pasuk again, he's like Arur Hayom Asher Yulad Tibo Yom Asher Yulanimi Ayi Baruch. He goes straight from thanking God to Eov again, which is curse the day that I was born, that my mother, that they said Mazel Tov when I was born, right? He goes, Mina Katze Ela Katze. Right? Now, he seems to, either it's, so this is either, it's Kefala Milim B'Lashon Shana, right? It's either poetic repetition, or he's cursing the day of conception and the day of birth. And then, right, this is very Eov. Arura isha sher bisaret avie lemor yulad lecha ben zachar sameach samcheu. Curse the person who told my father he had a boy and he should be happy. Right? No. Right? Don't. V'aya isha yu ka'arim asher afach adonai v'lo nicham v'shama zaka v'okir trua be'et zarayim. Let that man be like Stom and Amorah, as Rashi says, like the cities that got overturned for telling my father I was born and he should have had a Shalom Zachar and said Mazel Tov. No, die for saying that it was a happy day that I was born. It's this total, he has this like, manic thing, right? It's manic, it's mamish, right? It just highlights beautifully the complexity. Instead of saying Yirmiyahu had a complicated life, it literally just describes, he's like, God, you seduced me, but it's all good. Praise the Lord, kill me now. And kill anyone who's involved. Yes. Yes, Asher lo, and then he gets worse, right? Very yo, Asher lo motatni merechem. He said, why didn't I die in the womb so that my mother would have been my grave? Right? And that would have been great. Her womb would have been amazing if I had died inside of it. Right? Right? Or according to Barbanel, it's more. It's why didn't God stop the sperm from impregnating her? Right? Kill the sperm early. Right? Early. But however early it is, he's like, Yeah. Lama zemerechem yatzati lord amal v'yagon v'yichlu b'boshet yamai. Why did I ever leave the womb to see the horror that is this world?
Wow.
Yep. Very happy note.